Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Today, my conversation is just going to be encouraging, inspiring, and it's about prayer and even how you can be a part of this. A national event, the Washington Prayer March 2020 with Franklin Graham is going to happen. And my friend Steve Rhodes, who's the vice president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, is going to share with us all about it. Steve, are you guys all pumped up about this? What are the feelings about the prayer march?
We are. Melissa, thank you. Thank you for having us on your program.
Yes.
We are thrilled to be able to do this because of the great need that we see. There are things that are exciting to do. We've had a little bit less than that recently with everything that's been going on. But I think what encourages us is what we're seeing in Christians around the country, a real desire and a burden to call on God. And it's because of that we're doing this prayer march.
Not only is there COVID and the racial divide, but just a time in our nation where we need to unite more than talk about our differences. And I'm sure that's a conversation all of you have had at the Billy Graham Association, knowing that prayer unites us. What are you seeing? What are some of the responses you're seeing of people talking about doing this prayer march?
It really is. I think all we're doing is looking at what we're seeing. There's such a hunger on the part of God's people,
yes,
and yet an awareness of the danger that we're in as a country, as a people, and as the church, that some of the influences that have been outside of the church have now not only come into the church but taken root. And it's into that context that Christians are saying, wait a minute, this is not what we're supposed to be. We're called to be a separated people and a holy people.
Yes.
And I think that we've fallen short. I speak for myself. We've fallen short of what God expects and wants from us. And what we're reaping is some of the effects of that is our experience.
Well, we believe in the power of prayer, and I know the prayer changes things. So I'm excited to see this happen. And anyone is welcome to come to the prayer march that's happening when?
September 26th at noon on the mall in Washington, D.C.
Okay. How far is this? What kind of walk is this? What's the distance?
It's 1.8 miles, but it's a nice walk.
Yes.
It's from the Lincoln Memorial down the mall, past the World War II Memorial, the Washington Monument right in the middle, and then ending at the U.S. Capitol. It's at 1.8 miles, but it's over 2 hours. So
okay. That
should be fine. Give people a chance to kind of take their time.
So you don't have to be an athlete to do this.
Nope. Good thing.
That's good. A lot of people aren't able to do that. They have to run. Right now it's a march. And I want to clarify, too, that this is not a protest or a political event in case anyone's concerned of that.
No, not at all. It's not a protest. It is an opportunity for thousands and thousands of Christians to gather in one place and raise our voices together.
Yes.
And say that our confidence is in you, God. It's in no other infrastructure, no political parties. Those are have all proven to be a real disappointment. But what's never disappointed us is God. And so we're going to raise our voices and call on him.
It'll be a powerful time on September 26th, noon at the Lincoln Memorial. And I understand that you're going to stop and pray silently along the way. Not a time where people are yelling or screaming. There's no microphones or audio amplification. It's people praying together. And I know this is going to be a great thing. Steve, how do people get involved if they have any more questions?
Well, you certainly can go to our website, the Billy Graham website, but you can also go to prayermarch2020.com, and there you can find everything. You can register if you'd like to come. We would love for people to get to come from Indiana to D.C. It's possible to do. We're going to obey all of the social distancing. We'll have masks and all of that, so people can come. And not be afraid. And so that website, prayermarch2020.com, is the place to go where you can see everything you'd need to participate.
And we'll make it easy for you, too. Everything that Steve was just talking about is on my Conversations link right now. You can check it out and find out how you can be a part of it, because I know it's going to be a powerful time of prayer and unity together. Steve Rhodes, thank you, my friend. It's all at star883.com.